podcasting now.
You're listening to a Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy podcast.
So I sent Jeremy one text over the weekend, and it was, did you cry? Because Jeremy finally went and saw Fast and Furious 7. Think about
how
it.
How was the movie?
I didn't cry at the end because that scene, the tribute comes just like 30 seconds after like the biggest, baddest
explosions
and all that crap, you know, the pinnacle of the movie. And then they do this little tribute thing. So it's like I was too pumped up on the peak to hit the trough. But I looked over and Nicole was crying her eyes out, of course.
She's a hormone factory.
But the movie was really good. You have to see all of the ones before you go see this movie. You can't just jump right in.
All right.
Two, don't take small children to it. There was numerous like 2-3-year-old kids in there, and it's not for those. It's not. It's just not. Especially when the opening scenes is like they're at a car race and they're just all these booty shots, and it's not appropriate. Third, Dom, don't go see it. You've really got to suspend reality with this movie. Oh. And I could see you sitting there with your arms crossed through the whole thing going, that would never happen.
Oh, really?
That's not going to happen.
I know, yeah. You'd pick it apart and you'd be like, oh, well, because of this and this and this. It's not even possible.
Not if I know that going in.
No, I'm sorry.
No, there's no magic in your heart.
I can't see this movie.
I'm sorry, sir. You cannot.
Oh.
They jump a car up into like a helicopter and stuff.
They couldn't do that.
They could not do that. And the whole time I was watching it, I was like, Dom would never see this movie. I'm sorry, man.
I wish I had gone with you and sat next to you.
You would have ruined it for me.
I know. Just walk out.
Yeah.
Nudge Jeremy. Do you think they could have done
that?
That
would never happen.
In a helicopter.
Cars, you had fun?
Cars can't fly. Yes, I had fun. It raked another $60 million this weekend. So it's up over $253 million in its second
week. And that's
week
just in the United States. Worldwide, it's over $800 million. It's getting close to a billion in 10 days.
Isn't that nuts?
See, that makes me want to cry too.
But it's fun. It's fun. If you like action movies and you're a total bro, go see it.
And that's what's trending now. Am I a complete and total dork? Because I watched so much of the Masters this week.
Yes, you are. How could
I don't know, Jeremy.
How,
and the
man?
Thing is, I am not a sit and watch golf kind of guy.
Yeah.
I'm just not. But there's something about that tournament and maybe one other one. And I think it's because there was a freaking 21-year-old who was just dominating. And in my brain, I kept thinking, he's 21 years old.
Mm-hmm. He's set for life now, right?
Well, besides that, he just dominated this field of like these greatest performers in the world, and he was so cool and calm. And
is he cute?
Well, yeah, a lot of women think he's a good-looking guy.
What's
too.
What's his name?
Yes,
I'd have to spell it for you and everything. We'll look it up here in a second.
Just want to Google it. Just curious about the green coat.
Well, just type in Masters winner.
Hot guy green coat.
Yeah, Masters winner. And then when it was done and I shut it off, I was like, dang, I think I just wasted 2.5 hours of my life watching guys chase a little white ball around a golf course.
That's the story of my life. Been there.
So I felt kind of silly about that. I was like, oh, I got to get out of the house.
It is kind of boring to sit there and watch golf, isn't it?
It is.
God, I know.
But at the same time, you watch these people who have honed their craft. It almost doesn't matter what the event is. When you see somebody that young, who's that talented at something, doesn't it make you kind of hold it up against your own life?
You're like, man, I
suck. What was I doing?
No matter what you're doing, if you're watching guys who are snowboarding or, you know, the DMX stuff or whatever, you see somebody who's just really remarkably skilled and you think, God, what was I doing at 21?
Like that Japanese guy who eats all the hot dogs. What's his name? The food eating competition?
That too,
boy,
right.
That really makes me feel bad, doesn't
it? It's like, I don't have those skills.
What?
It's true. Done nothing with my life.
Anyway, so there was that. You guys fans of Gwyneth Paltrow?
Oh, I love her.
Come on.
No.
I could take her or leave her.
I think a lot of people probably feel that way.
I know a lot of women do. She rubs a lot of women the wrong way because she's always like, oh, I'm the average everyday woman, but oh, I'm never going to feed my kids this. Or she's very judgy, you know?
Yeah, well, she accepted the Food Bank New York City Challenge, and she is now going to live for the next 7 days and feed herself on just $29 total over 7 days. Because as they've told her, that's what people who are on food stamps have to get by on, is $29 in food a week. So she posted a photo, of course, of what her $29 got her. And says that she's going to live on that for a week. Does that make you stop and think of how much you live on food-wise for just you for a week?
Oh, my God.
Because it's funny. I just had this conversation with Nicole yesterday, the wife, because we were at Safeway probably four times this weekend. And it was well into the $300 range. And it's like, why do we keep going to the store? And there's three of us. And wow, we really need to eat what we have at home type thing.
We went yesterday. And this was just for like the bare essentials. Because I was like, I really don't want to do an hour shopping trip. Let's just run in and run out. $60. And that's like for, I can't say it, you know, what I bought. But it was the bare minimum.
Yeah.
So I'm curious, what did Gwyneth get?
Well,
what
they got the picture of it here, and it shows the photo includes a dozen eggs, black beans, brown rice, gluten-free corn tortillas.
Of course.
Yuck.
Various greens, a tomato, a clove of garlic, and seven limes.
Seven limes.
What's she doing with the limes and
garlic?
Tequila
obviously isn't in the $29.
She's going to try to season everything a little bit. I don't know.
She once said that she would rather die than give her kids Cheese Whiz or something. So,
I'm kind of with her on that.
I have to be on board with that.
Yeah. Well, sorry. I mean,
Death
or a cracker with Cheese Whiz.
Is that what you spent your $60 on?
Don't be dramatic.
That you couldn't say?
It may or may not be $60 of cheese in a can.
Cheese Whiz into your mouth.
Easy cheese.
You know, my dinner last night was one of those heads of
lettuce.
No,
use your words.
The white
cabbage.
White
cauliflower.
It was head of cauliflower, and I did the mashed, like you make it like mashed potatoes, but I made mashed cauliflower and something.
That's good.
Yeah. And so I'm trying to think, what is I don't even remember what the head of cauliflower. That was my dinner.
Mm-hmm. Couple bucks. Probably.
Double bucks.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering if, it'd be possible to take this challenge on and see what we would live on for a week for $29.
See, I'm wondering if she's still got like a chef or something taking these, you know, small ingredients and making a fabulous meal type thing.
How much is frozen pizza? Because I think I could last, $29 of, freschetta, crispy crust.
I'm serious. I'm wondering if this is something that we try. Remember, we've done various food things over the years on this show. We did the one food for a solid week and nothing else for every meal.
I lasted a day, man.
Yeah.
I'm not going to.
Didn't he have circus peanuts?
You sucked at that.
No, I didn't have circus peanuts for a week.
I actually managed to get through the entire week of mine. I nailed that. But this is a whole new challenge.
I would love to try it. Only $29. Think of all the savings.
It'd have to be totally an honor system.
Mm-hmm.
And that means Jeremy is out.
So I'm totally in.
Make sure you like us on Facebook. Just search Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy.